Now turn to part three. You'll hear five different people talking about remote islands they have visited. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to F what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part three. Speaker 1.
I went to the island because I saw it on a map. It lies somewhere out in the middle of the Southern Ocean, cut off from the rest of the world. That's why I was set on visiting it. There appeared to be no one living there, but in fact, there's a team of scientists based in a research camp. The temperature in that region never rises above 5 degrees centigrade, and every 3 or 4 days we could expect winds of 100 miles an hour, which meant we couldn't even think of doing our normal activities outside. Not surprisingly, there's almost no vegetation, no trees, but I found it spectacularly beautiful.
Speaker 2.
This island is my idea of heaven. It's really blessed by nature because no storms touch the island. Everywhere else in that part of the world is regularly affected by hurricanes, but the hurricanes seem to avoid it. It's also got coral reefs all around it, so although you're in the middle of the ocean, you just get these gentle waves barely rolling onto the shore. It's very expensive, of course, but it's still the friendliest place in the world. In fact, there's one man on the island whose job it is to stand just outside the capital and greet people as they drive into work every morning.
Speaker 3.
I can't keep away from islands. I think my fascination for them started because I'm Canadian and I was raised there. And we had a little house near a lake, and there were two little islands in the middle of the lake. And what I loved was to row over to these islands and just sit there on my own, or I'd explore around. When I was on one of the islands, I'd look around and feel that it was mine, that I was king there. An island is a perfect place to find yourself and find out about your strengths and weaknesses.
Speaker 4.
It's often assumed that an island is an isolated place, and everyone thinks that if you're going there, you're going to be remote and lead a very solitary life. But far from it, well, certainly in my experience. Yes, at times I really wanted to tell my family about the wonderful things I saw, but email helped out there. We all lived in a sort of community village, so we shared a kitchen together and we ate together and we worked and we socialised together too. I found it all rather restricting and I often felt I needed some space. In fact, I was really glad I'd taken my dog as it gave me an excuse to go off for long walks.
Speaker 5.
Well, I stayed on Tristan da Cunha, which is about halfway between South Africa and Brazil. I think I was only about the third person to visit the island that year, probably because the ship from the mainland only calls about twice a year. So I had an extraordinary reception. Everybody had to see the visitor. I was really impressed by the way they live. Life is unhurried. It made me think twice about the pressures I take for granted at home. But in the end, I realised that island life is not for me. After a couple of months, I was beginning to get restless.
Now you'll hear part three again. Speaker 1.
I went to the island because I saw it on a map. It lies somewhere out in the middle of the Southern Ocean, cut off from the rest of the world. That's why I was set on visiting it. There appeared to be no one living there, but in fact, there's a team of scientists based in a research camp. The temperature in that region never rises above 5 degrees centigrade, and every 3 or 4 days we could expect winds of 100 miles an hour, which meant we couldn't even think of doing our normal activities outside. Not surprisingly, there's almost no vegetation, no trees, but I found it spectacularly beautiful.
Speaker 2.
This island is my idea of heaven. It's really blessed by nature because no storms touch the island. Everywhere else in that part of the world is regularly affected by hurricanes, but the hurricanes seem to avoid it. It's also got coral reefs all around it, so although you're in the middle of the ocean, you just get these gentle waves barely rolling onto the shore. It's very expensive, of course, but it's still the friendliest place in the world. In fact, there's one man on the island whose job it is to stand just outside the capital and greet people as they drive into work every morning.
Speaker 3.
I can't keep away from islands. I think my fascination for them started because I'm Canadian and I was raised there. And we had a little house near a lake, and there were two little islands in the middle of the lake. And what I loved was to row over to these islands and just sit there on my own, or I'd explore around. When I was on one of the islands, I'd look around and feel that it was mine, that I was king there. An island is a perfect place to find yourself and find out about your strengths and weaknesses.
Speaker 4.
It's often assumed that an island is an isolated place, and everyone thinks that if you're going there, you're going to be remote and lead a very solitary life. But far from it, well, certainly in my experience. Yes, at times I really wanted to tell my family about the wonderful things I saw, but email helped out there. We all lived in a sort of community village, so we shared a kitchen together and we ate together and we worked and we socialised together too. I found it all rather restricting and I often felt I needed some space. In fact, I was really glad I'd taken my dog as it gave me an excuse to go off for long walks.
Speaker 5.
Well, I stayed on Tristan da Cunha, which is about halfway between South Africa and Brazil. I think I was only about the third person to visit the island that year, probably because the ship from the mainland only calls about twice a year. So I had an extraordinary reception. Everybody had to see the visitor. I was really impressed by the way they live. Life is unhurried. It made me think twice about the pressures I take for granted at home. But in the end, I realised that island life is not for me. After a couple of months, I was beginning to get restless.
That's the end of part 3.